With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The protests against ICE agents continue in Minnesota after a shooting there last Wednesday. Protesters continue screaming at heavily armed federal agents and honking car horns, banging on drums and blowing whistles in attempts to disrupt ICE agents enforcing immigration laws. There was some pushing and several people were hit with chemical spray in a confrontation on Sunday. The Trump administration has defended ICE, saying the officer who shot Renee Good in her car was protecting himself and fellow agents and that Good had weaponized her vehicle. Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin says more than 2,000 immigration arrests have been made in Minnesota since the operation began at the beginning of December. President Trump believes videos of the incident show the officer who shot Renee Good in her car was protecting herself.
We have to respect our law enforcement. At a very minimum, that woman was very, very disrespectful to law enforcement. And you heard the same noises. You saw the same crunch that I saw. You can't do that with law enforcement, whether it's police or ICE or Border Patrol or anybody else.
President Trump insisted Tuesday that Republicans have so many good nuggets to campaign on this year, so they try to hold on to their razor-thin margin in the House.
You're definitely with redistricting efforts now that's going on around the country. We really don't know yet what the final number is going to look like for these swing toss-up seats, ones that maybe went for Kamala or went for Trump. But now with redistricting, the margins look different on the ability to win those. I think you are looking at less than 20 competitive, real, true races in the country.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Google is expanding the shopping features in its AI chatbot by teaming up with Walmart and other big retailers. This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical leader.
George Barna of Arizona Christian University has been researching faith in this country for more than 40 years, and he says unless believers assert themselves, America will be changed forever. Quote, if Christians want a nation based on biblical morality, they must be clearer and more assertive in teaching and modeling the biblical worldview and its resultant lifestyle. As matters stand now, the biblical worldview is poised to lose what little ground it currently occupies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Nations around the world are cracking down on social media platforms that allow children access to porn. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors and make it easier for authorities to remove content. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deep fakes. This is SRN News. Harsh environment, lack of key infrastructure, and difficult geology. All three of these factors have prevented anyone from building a mine in Greenland to extract the sought-after rare earth elements that many high-tech products require.
Those challenges won't go away, even if President Trump takes control of the Arctic island. Mr. Trump has made it a priority to break China's stranglehold on the global supply of rare earths. The president has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to do this. Now President Trump is again pitching that taking over Greenland could solve that problem.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump says he wants a one-year, 10% cap on credit card interest rates. It's an idea that revives a campaign pledge and could save Americans tens of billions of dollars. But it's drawing immediate opposition from an industry that's been in his corner. The president wasn't clear in a post on whether the cap might take effect through executive order. More details, srnnews.com.